For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great. Hope you had a wonderful weekend and you're enjoying some of this gorgeous weather we're having. And at the time of this taping, it is beautiful out. It's in the low 70s and the sunshine is finally out and we're just loving it. I hope you are too. Hope you're coming along into your new year and just not coasting and hanging on by a thread, but that you're pressing forward in Christ. That you've been utilizing the month of January to really press in for the change that I hear so many of you want. And our recent conference that we did in January was just eye-opening to me, and I loved it. The marriages that came forward saying, we want change, we want our marriages restored, renewed, and then personal lives getting saved, and saying, I want change, I'm ready to embrace the change. And then I do get this a lot, brothers and sisters. I'll have people say to me, I don't know where to begin in my Bible. I don't even know what to do. And so as a result, oftentimes, someone will just get lethargic and say, well, whatever. And they'll kind of coast along someone's maybe little nugget that they heard on the radio, or they saw a quote on Facebook, and that's going to take them through the week. You know, I want to address that this week. I'm going to do 2 weeks worth. One is going to be how to maybe develop or cultivate some spiritual passion in your life. You know what passion is. You know you do. You've got passion for a lot of things. You've got passion to be married. You've got passion to get the car. You've got passion to get a good job. What do you do about that? You go for it. I know you do because I do too. Passion isn't a bad word when it's constructed with Christ and through Christ and for Christ, you know. But what happens is our passions get whacked out and you know the rest. So I want to spend this week talking about some things that can take you away from spiritual passion. I've got 8 of them. I'll call it enemies of spiritual passion. I'll spend all week on it. And then the following week, I want to talk about, what's a good title for this one? Sources of Spiritual Passion. There's a great book. It's almost like an encyclopedia that I love. And it's by a guy named Kenneth Boa. And it's called Conformed to His Image. And he gives all these references of the believer's walk through his journey from being born again to maturity, to when Christ comes to get us. And I love it. And I see myself in different stages and just gives me a little pulse of where I was, where I'm going, where I am. I love all that. So I want to share some of that with you. Let me get some dates onto this broadcast. February the 19th, men and women. It's a Tuesday night. I'll be doing a teaching called What to Do When Your Back's Up Against a Wall. Whoo, have you ever been there? David was there in 1 Samuel, and I'm going to talk about that. But then I'm excited because I get to bring this very teaching to the North Shore on February 26th. Now, all these are on my website, AnnaDunningMinistries.com. But same teaching, I'll be using the facilities of Victory Fellowship Church there on the West Causeway Approach. So I'll be at Parkway Presbyterian using the facilities here in Metairie, February 19th. The very next Tuesday night, I'll be on the North Shore. I hope you'll join me. And then in April, we've got a daytime retreat called Intimacy, Faith, and Answered Prayer. And that's going to be at the beautiful Longview House and Gardens. That was really a life-changing event last spring. We're bringing it back. But look, let me give a definition of cultivate. We're talking about cultivating a passion for God. When you're cultivating something, you're improving it, you're preparing it, you're plowing it, you're fertilizing it, as in crops. You're loosening, you're digging around the soil, you're promoting the growth of something when you're cultivating it. Maybe it's a relationship. Well, again, all week we're going to be talking about cultivating passion for God and then enemies of that passion. Join me tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.